Ask any racer, any real racer. It don't matter if you win by an inch or a mile. Winning's winning.
But you have turned me into a bourbon man.
I've been known to turn many a fellow. There's your cold open right there. Only God can judge me now. One shot, everything rides on tonight. Even if I've got three strikes, I'ma go for it. This moment, we own it. I'm not to be played with because it could get dangerous. See, these people I ride with. This moment, we own it. And the same ones that I ride. I'm John Anderson.
I'm Fred Earhart.
And you are listening to episode 67 of the Fantastic Neighborhood Podcast. We're ostensibly about video games.
I like that. Is that our new catchphrase?
It's a new tagline for the site.
Yet another tagline for the site.
I like this one. Touch the Shark is kind of worn out. It's welcome. I think...
Well, after the lawsuit when that one listener actually did it.
Yeah. I also think that it works because of the joke we had around the word ostensibly for a while, and also that we are kind of only cursory about video games sometimes.
Like this week, for instance.
What's so special about this week, Fred?
Why, John, you should have this marked on your calendar, because it is Vin Diesel week.
It's Vin Diesel week! It's finally here! Actually, every week is Vin Diesel week for me. We're going to mark the celebration. We're going to mark the release of the latest Fast and Furious movie, number one film in the country.
That's so shocking to me.
Really? You really thought Hangover Part 3 would beat it?
I actually thought it would eat a lot of it, but I guess the second one was so bad.
The first one's actually also bad.
Yeah, no, the first one's terrible. I never liked it.
Those movies, like, mean and bad.
Yeah, they're too like nasty spirited to me.
Yeah. Let's see. So, fuck. Can I stutter my way through this a little bit more?
Yes.
Well, I guess we'll do Consumption Junction, because I got Vin Diesel. I consumed all of Mark Vincent.
We took Vin Diesel in, is what we're saying.
Yeah. Actually, I feel like if you're subscribed to him on Facebook, like, you do get the essence of Diesel delivered to you every day.
It's all about a whiff of Diesel.
It's all about love. Mostly about love.
Nurturing.
Sometimes it's about muscles.
A lot of times.
Sometimes it's about fan art. Vin Diesel fan art is my favorite.
Slash Vic?
Yeah. Probably. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, you want to let's write into Consumption Junction?
Let's roll on in.
Did you do anything?
Well, since knowing that it was Vin Diesel week and knowing I had a limited schedule, the Vin thing that I did this week was actually... watch Chronicles of Riddick, which I've never seen before.
That's weird, and that's good. I like that movie.
Okay, I have mixed emotions about it. Overall, I think it was fine. Like, it was a fine sci-fi movie. I don't love it as a sequel to Pitch Black, and I know a lot of people say it's not a sequel.
It's not a sequel in that it's like, I don't know. It's a sequel.
A lot of the universe.
What are you going to make Pitch Black 2?
I'm saying a lot of the universe doesn't feel connected to me.
Oh, it feels not perfect to me.
I don't know, because Pitch Black is sort of like this weird, like, it's futuristic, but it's sort of like, I like to align it with Aliens futuristic, where it's like a bunch of basements flying in space, you know, like exposed steam pipes and spaceships, and, you know.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I felt like the sequel, that I feel like part two, episode two of the Riddick universe.
Yeah.
I feel like it kind of, I mean, it works within that.
I don't know. I just feel like the, you know, the
we say feel a lot.
The necromonger? Is it necromonger? The bad guys.
Yeah, sure.
Whatever. I feel like they, you know, they're a little disconnected because they're flying around in, like, magic cathedral ships and, like, the leader of them has magic powers.
That's a part of that universe, man. And
know,
they're not magic powers. They're shit exists in different planes. And fucking Dame Judi Dench is ethereal.
I didn't like a lot of that because I feel like
there are fucking monsters that only come out at nighttime.
Yeah, but there's nocturnal monsters on Earth. They're called lemurs.
They get burned by sunlight. Yo,
I bet you.
By the way,
there's some fish.
By the way, Cliffy B.
Yeah.
By the way.
Yeah.
we know what you did.
Oh, no, absolutely. I was saying that, too. Like, it's so obvious.
Man, I really dug it. But I'm probably, like, I'm bad at disliking Vin Diesel
stuff.
Well, here's
the thing. Like, I
also, like,
I think it's completely fair to say that Pitch Black is still, I think, the best movie in the series.
Yeah, sure.
Two, right?
Yeah.
I didn't watch Dark Fury yet, but I actually plan on watching
it. So should we kind of marathon these towards the end of the summer when Riddick 3 is coming out? I feel like we should probably...
I think we should just do all of them.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to finish Butcher Bay. We're both going to finish Butcher Bay, obviously, yeah, in the next 2 weeks. And we should probably play Dark Athena.
I mean, we have it.
Yeah. Just so we can sort of, like, get everything in the universe. We should look at the comics. Hey, do the Coheed and Cambria albums take place in this universe?
They might.
I think they might. I've actually been, my new hobby is retrofitting other stuff into universes I like.
If you, if while you watch Chronicles of Riddick, you play, Pink Floyd's The Dark Side of the Moon at the same time, you get a headache.
Here's a fun fact. I fucking hate Pink Floyd.
Absolutely, I do too. I can't
actually,
stand.
For the most part, like, I'm not a huge classic rock song.
I don't like any.
I could jam on some Led Zepp.
I don't. Well, I don't know. I don't love classic rock. I certainly kind of hate stoner rock. Like there is
actually. You know, that's not, I shouldn't say I just. I mean, there are a lot of bands I have a great appreciation for. The Who, you know, other classic rock like Green Day, Nirvana, Pearl Jam,
Soundgarden.
Doing a bachelor party on Friday and. We didn't think ahead to bring a fucking cord with us to plug into the limo stereo. Like, how is that not fucking provided? But, like, and also we didn't bring a fucking mix CD. So we're like cruising around the city listening to, also, God, really? I was in a limo? We were like, you know,
listen up, 1%er, get to the point.
So we're flipping through radio stations and, like, it lands on Q104.3, right?
Right.
Like, New York seminal, classic rock station.
Classic rock.
For forever, right? Yeah. And, you know, I figured they're going to start playing early 90s stuff. Like, that's inevitable. But in addition to, like, maybe, like, turn-of-the-century Foo Fighters.
Right.
Like, they're, like, and a soon-to-be classic. And they played the new Fall Out Boy single. And here's the thing. I am not ashamed of the fact that I really used to like that band. Like, they put out a fucking stellar pop punk album followed by what I consider to be a pretty decent pop album. But what? What? Ugh. No.
Well, that's just like when, you know, the hip hop state, Hot 97 regularly sort of, you know, dips in the well and plays Joan Jett and the Blackhearts.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the, like, I guess it's not as completely different, but, like, yeah, what if Hot 97 started playing some Blue-Eyed Soul all of a sudden, you know, like you know, here's the latest club banger from Hall & Oates.
Yeah. Right in the middle of it is Clue!
Desert Storm, mister!
Woo! Oh, God.
Wait, hey, and no feedback warning. Anyway, so, Riddick. Did you, I mean, overall...
I liked it. You know, I found myself divorcing myself from Pitch Black about halfway through.
Yeah, I mean, I think you kind of have to. Like, that's a story that happened in the universe.
I didn't even want to acknowledge that it was the same character of Riddick. Like, in my head, I was like, what if it was, like, a different guy? Because, like...
Dude, if I want to dig deep enough, I have problems with the character. Because I'm like, man, he's supposed to be this crazy-ass criminal, but, like, he doesn't do anything bad.
He's
only bad to bad people.
Yeah, well, everyone's bad in this universe, right, for the most part. Like, 99% of the characters. Not Keith David or his family, but, like, well, even in Pitch Black, Keith David did some, like, morally, I think, ambiguous. Well, he's religious, so.
Yeah. New Mecca. How do you retcon your religion?
But what I was going to say is, like, Riddick's character's morality, which seems to be one of the driving forces of his character, seems to be inconsistent.
Yeah, I mean, he's complicated, just like Vin Diesel the man. all right, so I feel like I gotta stop saying feel as much.
But yeah, but what I was gonna say about the movie is the head and the tail of the movie, I think, were the weakest point with the Necromonger stuff. The stuff on the prison planet was much better, I thought.
I thought that stuff was good. I think it's... Don't at one point they like end up on like he's on some random random planet with a bunch of bounty hunters.
Well, that's the opening scene. He's on the ice planet.
No, that's in the new one.
Well, that's on, no, that's Chronicles of Riddick.
I haven't watched it in a while. Right. I that movie was probably about 20 minutes too long. You know, at the time, it was just kind of exciting that a fucking high sci-fi movie got a $140 million budget.
Yeah. You know what else I realized about this movie? I remember the trailer for this movie, and I actually remember scenes that were in the trailer that weren't in the cut I watched.
Oh, you probably didn't watch the extended cut.
There's though. A scene in the trailer where,
I
like,
have it on HD/DVD.
The whole Necromonger tower is like collapsing, and you see Riddick running out from beneath it, and then he just gets ahead of it right before it collapses.
I don't remember. I'm gonna have to rewatch the trailer because I don't. Nah, I don't know. Also, that sounds like a really expensive shot to leave out.
I know.
Needless to say, I think we're both pretty excited for the new one.
So the trailer looks promising.
It looks kind of cheesy, but like I'm good with that. Also, it's good that that they kind of scaled it back, right?
Yeah. But you know what I realized is Keith Urban is reprising his role as fucking blah 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 or whatever his name
was. Yeah, absolutely.
And he's not in the trailer.
So? I'm sure I'm guessing, well,
maybe,
I think
he's Dredd. What if it's Riddick versus Dredd?
Fuck you. Fuck you. You can't combine those two universes.
You mean to tell me you wouldn't see that movie?
I mean, I would, just to see the fucking train wreck.
Who would you dress as to go see that movie, Dredd or Riddick?
Probably Dredd.
All right, good man.
Go with the helmet. I mean, yeah. I mean, I think the plot for this movie has been going around for a while. 8 years or so.
Yeah.
I think the setup is, like, fucking Necromongers strand him on some fucking planet or something. I don't know. God, I'm gonna tell you, like, the end of Chronicles of Riddick, like, that got me.
Did it? Because that was, to me, it was too Conan.
Well, oh, he just goes up and he sits on the throne. Yeah, I mean, the part with Jack or Kira.
Oh, yeah, that was a little.
I also thought it was kind of weird they didn't end up using the same actress, but there was apparently a story behind.
And
that.
And they gave her a new name, but it felt very arbitrary. Like, she didn't need a new name.
Well, yeah, I mean, she has a real fucking name. Like, Jack is not her original name.
Is Chronicles of Riddick, is the character of Riddick, is his spiel kind of just like
spiel? Everything comes back to schlock or spiel.
I know. But is
or
it,
at least you haven't called something fucking repetitive tripe yet.
Well, is it just that everyone around, like, he wants to get away from everyone, and everyone keeps hunting him down, and then everyone around him dies no matter what? I mean, because it's getting to be a little bit repetitive tripe.
Possibly, I think obviously, like, what's her name? She's from Battlestar Galactica in this one. What was Star Jack, Starburst, whatever.
Oh, Starbuck.
Starbuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. So she's in this. She's obviously going to get close to Riddick and obviously going to die. We might as well put her on the Call of Duty dog on her face, because she's going to die.
In a red shirt.
Yeah, although if you put that might even be, like, a little too heady. I mean, we're already, that site, we already have to.
Well, I don't know that she'd be recognizable by herself.
Yeah.
We should probably mention
Has
that
it stopped
site.
You? Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck is this? Is this Lord of the Rings, or is this Harry Potter?
It was both. I did both.
So, man.
We have a new website up. Called
callofdoggies.com.
Callofdoggies.com. I don't even want to explain it. Just go there.
Callofdoggies.com. That's callofdoggies.com.
If you put in the passphrase audible, you'll get a 3-month free trial. No.
Yeah. callofdoggies.com/wizard. You don't listen to Idle Thumbs, do you?
No.
You should listen to Idle
Thumbs. I probably should.
Idle Thumbs is the best video game podcast. It is
You're making me feel good about what we're doing here right now.
We're good. They're great. The way these guys talk about games...
Better than Giant Bomb?
Oh, yeah. Different. I mean, it's a different thing.
Okay.
Anyway.
Why don't you tell us about your Vin Diesel weekend?
Ugh, it's Vin Diesel everything. It's all Vin Diesel. Well, it's kind of all Vin Diesel or Vin Diesel sort of... Vin Diesel / Fast and Furious universe.
Universes that Vin Diesel has created.
Been a part of the creation of... So, I don't even know where to fucking start, man.
We'll start at Tokyo Drift and then work your way chronologically.
Oh, man. You want to talk about the chronology of the Fast and Furious movies? All right, so obviously Thursday night, 10 p.m., I went to the only IMAX theater in the country showing the film, which is the Empire 25 in Times Square, which is fake IMAX.
Right.
But the rest of them are still kind of are still playing Star Trek. So so saw it there. Luckily, didn't have to wait till midnight, although I would have. 10 o'clock screening. They didn't. They didn't have anything playing before it, so it just let us go in. But I did bring a camp chair because I was planning on like sitting there for because I got there at like 7:45.
In case you needed to throw it at someone that got rowdy.
But yeah, well, I got there, so I got there 7:45. You know, we sat down, drank. I drank too much, but just goddamn, if that's not one of the best action movies ever made. Just incredible action sequences.
Is it so action? It's not like this isn't like a fighting movie. It's a car chase
movie. Oh, right? Also fighting.
Is it? It's but it's more French Connection than it is Street Fighter. I don't know.
Street Fighter?
Sonny Chiba Street Fighter.
It's neither of those things really. it's balls to the wall. There's a lot of car action, blowing up stuff. But there are also some really good fight scenes. They have Gina Carano, the MMA fighter. She is in it. Her acting, this is pretty amazing. She is the worst actor in a Fast and Furious movie. Yo, this is a movie with Tyrese in it, oh. And like a couple of models and Michelle Rodriguez. It was good, though. It was really good. And it was just, it was great seeing it with my people, like, fellow fans, because I mean, there were cheers throughout the film. There were, like, audible gasps when things happened. Like, I didn't at all feel weird about, like, the time when one character died, and I said, no, out loud.
Well, you know, I find that, like, especially with something like this, but any movie with a more... I don't want to say cult, but like a strong and narrow following. Like opening night is always the night to go.
Yeah, opening night's the night to see almost every fucking.
I'm saying like Star Trek wasn't going to be like that because it's become too popular. The J.J. Abrams Star Trek.
It also just isn't. It's not fan servicey.
No,
you know, this absolutely is. Anyway, yeah. So that was just the way to see it. And if you want to avoid a quick. Spoiler of, we'll just say the chronology of the Fast and Furious movies. I'm going to go ahead and say, skip forward 30 seconds. All right. So here's the confirmed order for these films. Better Luck Tomorrow, Fast and Furious 1.
What the hell is Better Luck Tomorrow?
I'll explain after my 30 seconds is up because I'm watching the clock. Better Luck Tomorrow, Fast and Furious 1, Fast and Furious 2, Fast and Furious, which is the fourth one, Fast 5, Fast 6, Tokyo Drift, which is part 3. There are also two short films. Anyway, end spoiler. So, Better Luck Tomorrow is Justin Lin's earlier film effort that has, what's his name? Sung Kang, I think is his name. Okay. The actor that plays Han. And it introduces Han to the universe. Like, it's weird that he basically just weirdly brought him over to Tokyo Drift. Because nobody thought that, like, they would make another Fast and Furious movie after Tokyo Drift.
Right, because Tokyo Drift had already lost Vin Diesel, and then Vin came back.
You have obviously not seen Tokyo Drift.
Well, as a main.
Sure. The thing was, like, nobody really expected Tokyo Drift to be as successful as it was, and it really saved this. It saved the series, right?
How expensive are these movies to make?
Oh, now I'm sure this was like $200 million or something crazy.
I feel like they all should be pretty expensive. I mean, you got a lot of car stunts and like.
I mean, the first two are
I mean, they use practical effects for the most part, right?
Sometimes, yes, yes, they do a lot of practical effects. The second one is really bad and a lot of CG. But like, you know, I could have seen if three wasn't as popular as it was, like, you know, by three, I mean Tokyo Drift, if if Tokyo Drift wasn't as popular as it was, I could have seen them going to, like, an American Pie model of straight to DVD.
Yeah.
Like, that was one possible path.
But then they would never get Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Who knows where he ends up. But anyway, so yeah, obviously enjoyed it. I also kind of thought about it afterwards. I was thinking that if I wanted to add other movies to the continuity, that An Officer and a Gentleman is also in this universe, that Deborah Winger and Richard Gere's characters are actually Sean Boswell, the kid in Tokyo Drift, are his parents, and they were just recast and renamed for Tokyo Drift. Because it totally makes sense, because his dad's like kind of this white trash guy from the Navy. His mom's sort of this white trash kind of hoe. And that was sort of the setup for An Officer and a Gentleman.
I feel like we need to like make a flow chart that explains all this.
I've made this flow chart. by the way, there is a Fast and Furious wiki. Just putting that out there. But okay, so besides that, so I want to obviously be completely aware of everything in the Fast and Furious universe, right? So Fast and Furious Showdown is the real budget-ass budget game that should be a downloadable game that was released for Xbox 360, PS3, PC, and the Wii U. And just like to fully appreciate how bad I knew this was going to be, I got it on the worst possible platform. So I have it on Wii U.
Oh, but certainly it has custom features for the small screen you have.
Okay, so the gamepad is the rearview mirror, which is kind of cool.
That's fine. I'll allow it.
Except that, like, it's kind of hard to, like, you can't really look down. The whole reason a rearview mirror.
If you ever look at a video of or a screen of people playing the Wii U from Nintendo, it's always someone holding the controller out like 90 degrees in front of them and looking at the TV at the same time.
Yeah,
with like four friends hovering over them, smiling.
But there's one cool, like, so there. You know, you're not familiar with Fast Five, but there's a scene in Rio where they're dragging this 10-ton vault through the streets, and it's like flopping around and knocking police cars off. It's really
metric or imperial.
It's really cool. So that's, you play that scene, so you could see the vault that you're dragging in the rear view, but like the physics, just, I mean, that shit was not treated real seriously in the film. In this, it's like you're dragging like a cardboard fucking box.
Just sort of bounces everywhere.
Yeah, like, I mean, so there's two versions of Activision, right? Seems like there isn't really that thing in the middle anymore where, like, Wolfenstein Singularity came out.
Right.
It's either, like, Call of Duty or it's this. Like, these shitty, cheap movie tie-ins.
Right.
They used to have Activision Value was the imprint or whatever, and they don't have that anymore. So this thing was $40 is MSRP. $30 is what Amazon was selling it for on release day. The next day, I saw it at Toys R Us for $25.
That's some deep cuts right there.
But the story is canon, and there are bits that are in this that are not previously explained in any of the Fast games. Fast movies. The actors are obviously replaced, and they're really bad.
They're replaced in that there's different people playing the same characters?
Yeah, there's fake voice actors.
Yeah, so there's a fake Vin Diesel.
And he doesn't even do Vin Diesel. He just... He might be the same voice actor doing fake Ludacris.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Some of these guys...
That sounds really painful.
It's really bad. The other thing was, like, the redeeming feature is it should be at least, like... It should at least be easy. After, like, the fourth level, it gets so fucking hard. The cars are not fun to drive. It's... A little bit more polish could have made this, like, stupid fun the same way the movies are.
Right.
Like, you just had to make it fun to drive. And everything else can be dumb. Like, just make it fucking fun to drive. And they
didn't, like,
the
physics be damned as long as it feels like a game.
Yeah, yeah. Just, like, as long as it fucking...
Like Mario Kart.
I mean, I think this studio has made some driving games before. And, like, Activision owns some fucking engines for driving games. Like, fuck, man. Anyway, this should have been like DLC. Nah, whatever. Anyway, I'm gonna fucking trudge through it because I gotta know what happens.
Canon.
Oh, speaking of how bad the voice actors are and their replacements, The one I was like, huh, that might really be the real actor is Gina Carano. Because it's just, it's like, wow, it sounds like the secretary reading fucking lines. Like, I'm not really done any voice acting before. We have to catch Toretto.
Is it accented or is it a flat read? Is it we have to catch Toretto or is it we have to catch Toretto?
No, she doesn't sound like you doing Harley Quinn. Okay, it's basically good. it's just white woman saying, flat read. But in addition to that, I've been playing the 2006 Fast and Furious game for PSP.
And you also have a copy of the PS2 release.
Yeah, I decided I need to own everything.
Now, is the PS2, PSP one the same game, just ported to a different console, or is it totally different game?
No, they're the same game. So the PSP version, it's a pretty fucking good game. Like, it's like Gran Turismo Lite. Like, there's customization. Like, I have two cars now. I have I have both Brian's cars from the first game. I have the Supra, from the first movie, the Supra that he gets later on, and the Eclipse that he has earlier in the movie. I've like souped up, and it takes place in and around sort of the Tokyo Drift movie. There's not stuff from the movie happening, but like one of the shops is Toretto's muscle shop, and like fucking Han's tuner shop, and like it's cool. So, it's fun to drive the cars, and you're doing like these drift battles. And for anybody that's seen Tokyo Drift, like basically like the way when I'm doing these drift battles, it essentially looks like the first time Sean fucking drives a drift battle, like just crashing into everything. But it is really playable. PSP? Fuck, dude. That is a hard thing to play. Because the loading times off that fucking disc and then the noise. Like, I like to play portable games in bed. My wife falls asleep like 20 minutes before me, like... Not when it's like.
I feel like you could almost take the back off of the PSP and use it to like dice vegetables as well. Like it spins with some ferocity.
Yeah. So after a couple of days of that, what I ended up just doing was fucking pirating it, like getting it off a torrent site and
Not pirating if you own it, John.
No, whatever. Like getting it off a torrent site, loading it up onto the memory stick, and playing it from there because the loading times are a little shorter and it doesn't make these horrible noises. And my save transferred over. It's great.
Yay.
PSP, great for pirating. I'm back in love with my PSP.
I always liked my PSP. It's just that the games that came out weren't there yet for me.
There's a lot of stuff there.
Now there's a wealth of stuff.
And it looks good. I took mine apart over the weekend to fix the analog stick. That was fun.
I lost the thumb pad for mine.
$2 on Amazon.
You know, I stopped. I actually just use it without the thumb pad now. It just feels like a little joystick.
So I think that, that's it for me.
I think that's all of our Vin Diesel news and notes for the week.
Yeah.
So I think we'll be,
we'll be right back.
We once again return you to the offices of Earhart and Anderson, the video game industry's premier talent agency.
Mr. Earhart, some guy is here being a real ass to all the women in the office.
So then call security. What, do I have to do your job too?
But he says he has an appointment with you.
An appointment with me? All right, send him in.
Die, you rat bastard.
Duke Nukem! I should have known it was you. How long has it been? 12 years? It feels like it's been forever. Come on in, Duke. Come on in. Take a seat. Duke, are you comfy? Do you like the chair?
I'd buy this for a dollar.
Ha 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 ha, Duke. That sense of humor, Duke. That chair is top notch, though, Duke. Top of the line. Spared no expense. Cost you well more than a dollar, I'll tell you. But listen, enough about the chair, Duke. I hear you're looking for employment.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta be honest with you. The job market is tough out there. Someone like you who hasn't been working for years and years, it's going to be tough. What are your qualifications, Duke?
I am A number one.
Well, that really isn't a qualification.
I've got balls of steel.
Well, Duke, that would be useful if you were applying to get kicked in the nuts for a living. But apparently that's my job. Ha 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 ha. Little joke there, Duke. You gotta pay attention to these things. Very funny, very funny. How about this? Let's have you do a little audition for me right here, Duke. I'll throw out some movies, and you just do a line reading, okay?
I like it.
All right. Give me some lines from The Predator.
If it bleeds, I can kill it. You are one ugly motherfucker.
That wasn't awful, Duke. That wasn't awful. How about Independence Day?
Welcome to Earth.
Okay. Also not bad, Duke. Here's a tough one. Evil Dead.
Hail to the king, baby.
Duke, I gotta tell you, I'm impressed. You do some great reads. But reads alone ain't gonna get you anywhere in this industry. You need a hook, kid. Something to get people to remember you by. Your I'll be back, or yippee-ki-yay, or whatever gibberish Stallone strings together. You got a catchphrase?
Take a bite of Duke's special pain cake.
Pain cake? What the hell is a pain cake? Makes no sense. Try another one.
Not my babes. Not in my town.
Duke, I gotta tell you, you're losing me, Duke. You're losing me. You gotta win me back here. Win me back, Duke, because I'm lost. Once you lose me, I'm lost. Win me back.
Baby, you make me wish I had three guns.
Yeah, Duke. Listen, I gotta tell you, I don't see this working out. Hollywood would just chew you up and spit you out. Your time to shine in the biz has just come to an end, Duke. It's past your prime. Maybe you can do something different with yourself. You ever consider politics?
I'm gonna run for president.
That's the spirit, kid. Maybe some baby steps at first. Job at a soup kitchen and all that, but I like that you're ambitious. Listen, it was good seeing you, but I got Steven Seagal coming by in a little bit, and I gotta get ready for him. It was good seeing you, Duke.
Eat shit and die.
Oi, courtesy was never this kid's strong point. Or, you know, talent.
All right, welcome back to Game Club.
Game Club. So, for Game Club, for those of you who don't know, what is Game Club?
Game Club is a segment where we, like, choose, like, a game or something.
Like?
No, so we choose a game. We kind of treat it like Oprah's Book Club, and where we play it together. We talk about the finer points of it.
We get people to buy a million copies just by virtue that we're looking at it.
Yeah, so needless to say, we also spoil it when need be. But this week, or for the next 3 weeks, we're playing, what are we playing?
We're playing Chronicles of Riddick, Escape from Butcher Bay.
Yeah, which is now available exclusively in the remake package with Assault on Dark Athena.
Dark Athena.
And I think maybe not available on Steam right now because of something
weird. It's
listed
in Steam, but the link is broken. I don't know if they fixed that or not.
But you can get it on GOG. You can get it Xbox Games on Demand. Oh, PS3. It's on PS3, too.
On PS3.
So... Yeah, so we played the first major segment.
Yeah,
the first prison.
Effectively, yeah. We're off of planet one.
Yo, dog, we heard you like prisons. So, no, the second prison is underneath the first prison.
Yeah.
Yo, dog, we heard you like prisons. So, we gave you this prison to escape from, so you get in this other prison.
No, it's a... Yo, dog, we heard you like escaping, so we put a prison in your prison so you can escape while you can escape.
Yes.
There you go.
Where to start, Fred?
So, it is I want to call it a stealth first-person shooter.
It's a stealth first-person action game.
It's not entirely stealth, it has stealth elements, which seems to be the trend in gaming.
The trend in gaming of this game that came out in 2004.
No, well, with stealth games in general, you have some games that are pure stealth, and then you have games that are mixed. This is mixed.
So, you know, this is kind of oft-lamented, this game does stealth incredibly well.
Yeah, it actually does it really well.
No, I don't think actually anybody has done stealth as well since.
No, Mark of the Ninja.
Yeah,
But they take notes from this game.
In a 3D space. Yeah, the fact that it's colored differently, like basically your vision of the world is different when you can be discovered and when you
Yeah,
when
there
you
are
can't.
Indicators.
Yeah, and like I really like it. Nothing could be more fucking clear. You're in the sneaking mode and the fucking screen is blue.
Yeah.
Like people can't
well,
see it.
The only, and you know, so let me say this first and foremost. I really do like this game a lot. The one complaint I had about it is that the sneak mode is also crouch mode, and
duh.
Well, I kind of wish there was some like standing sneak, like you can, you know, up against a wall or something like that.
I don't know. I think this is pretty damn good.
It's really good.
It was hard for me to believe at times that this was 10 years old. There's
some signs of age.
Yeah,
but
there's like the fact that you have to press F1 to see the help. See the tutorial
menu,
parts,
yeah.
But I cannot remember, and you know I have the Xbox version too, and I'm playing it on PC. I cannot remember if you had to press something in the Xbox version. I'll investigate that before we put we get
doing the hard
together.
Journalism.
Yeah, I can't remember if that happened.
Right. So the story of this game is I think it's a prequel to Pitch Black.
This is the first entry in the Riddick universe.
Although I don't know where Dark Athena takes place. That might be in between the two.
No, I think... Yeah, we don't know where it is yet. We haven't played it. But I'm just saying this takes place... This has to be the first thing.
Yeah.
Because he gets his eyes shined.
Yes.
In it.
So you are taken in by...
20 menthol cools.
You're taken in by... Well, I want to talk about that. You're taken in by Johns, who's the bounty hunter from the... From Pitch Black,
with the real voice actor.
Oh, he was probably so glad to be able to come back and
I see him and stuff.
Get work, really? I haven't seen him. Anyway, he
if
you
haven't seen him, Fred, that means he hasn't been working.
Yes, he's captured Riddick and he's taking him into Butcher Bay, which is a prison,
a slam,
which seems to be on a mining colony of some sort.
It's the only thing on the planet. Yeah, there's a mine attached to the prison. Yeah.
Yeah. So the opening sequence is, as it turns out, a big dream sequence.
Yeah, the tutorial is a
dream sequence. The tutorial is a dream sequence, although it's, to anyone who's watched Pitch Black, it becomes very obvious because you know that Johns doesn't die until Pitch Black.
But I think that part is like actually really kind of cool. It's like, oh, I just fucking killed Johns. I'm like, this is weird because I know that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
Wake up, asshole.
And it sort of just takes you through the basic controls of the game. And then when you get into the full game, you know, you're incarcerated and it becomes what's the term I'm looking for? It's not open world, but there's like a mission-based talking and exploration.
Yeah, you got to go talk to other prisoners, get missions and stuff.
Yeah.
And then kind of do some politicking to get the things you need to get ahead.
And just brutally murder people who haven't done anything.
Well, they're probably in there for a reason.
Yeah. And eventually you cause a prison riot while you're escaping.
I didn't cause shit, man. Riddick caused it.
Yeah.
You do that. And then, like, when you're sneaking through the catacombs, you run into this weird kind of Papa Voodoo guy.
Yeah.
And he shines... Well, he doesn't shine your eyes. He
fixes a wound on your arm you got while you got shot while you were escaping.
Yeah, and the mysterious sort of entity from the what's her name, like she's like the voice of Furia or whatever.
Yeah.
From that's represented in the Chronicles of Riddick. Affects the change in Riddick to where his eyes are shined now.
Right. So they've retconned that like 3 times now, I think.
No.
Well, in Riddick, he explains that he got it on a prison for 20 menthol cools.
Well,
and then...
But he was lying.
He was lying, and then in Chronicles, the Jack character says that she was looking to get it done, but she couldn't find a place to do it.
No, so she knows that Riddick lied to her. So,
right.
You know, it was retconned once.
Maybe.
To fit this. Like, it was once.
Okay, it's been retconned.
Yeah, absolutely. Because like, if they didn't, I think Twoli and Diesel didn't really see a sequel for Pitch Black. You know,
they just sort of wanted the characteristic for the character.
So it's sort of retconned in that it wasn't like established. It wasn't super established, right? Like he said this thing, But he is the kind of guy that might fucking lie about something like that.
Right.
Especially because, he doesn't know what the fuck happened, really, at this point. Like, he doesn't know that he's the last Furion even until the Chronicles of Riddick.
Well, he's not actually the last Furion.
Well, because there's that other guy, but he's not. He doesn't count anymore because he's essentially become a...
He's lost his fury.
Yeah, sure.
So you meet this, you meet the Papa Voodoo guy. You get these powers, and then now you unlock the Master Sword or whatever. You got the boomerang, so now you get a new ability within the game.
Yeah, it's the night vision. Yeah, well,
And then you have to fight your way through a series of underdweller style dudes.
That's my least favorite part.
Yeah, me too.
It's just these guys that with one shotgun blast explode.
And just naked dudes running at you.
They're naked like mutant dudes. It's like, why? I understand. I think when I first played that, like, I found that sequence a little unnerving. Like, cause you only get the 10
flares. Yeah,
and I was pretty much out of those. But I was done out of those by the time I finished that sequence. I don't know. It feels really... It's got great production values for the time, you know? I mean, it got an up-res in 2009. Yeah. But, like, 2004, like... Even going back and looking at that, some footage from the original Xbox... Looking at footage from the original Xbox version.
The original.
Not the Xbox One version. Although... yes, please.
And you'll be able to, like, Xbox Riddick.
Oh, God. And just... And, oh, man, imagine watching Riddick while you're playing your Riddick and also scrolling through your Fantasy Riddick League.
But you don't want to miss Riddick versus Riddick on ESPN, the Ocho.
Fuck, I'd watch Riddick versus Riddick. You know, fucking 10 or 12 years ago, my buddy and I, we probably were leaving the theater after The Rundown or something like that Rock movie. That The Rock movie. And we're like, yeah, man. I'll go see a movie where Vin Diesel fought The Rock for an hour and a half, and then they made Fast Five.
But yeah, so I didn't like the underdweller scenes that much, but eventually you get out of that, and it sort of goes back into stealth mode, where you actually get the world's worst camouflage, which is a jumpsuit.
Yeah, your guard uniform, and then you sort of like...
You casually make your way through the guard quarters, and then into...
Not,
I guess it's where
not
they
that
sleep?
Casually, because I was fucking killing motherfuckers left and right.
But you get back to their quarters, I guess, and then eventually you have to find Abbott.
X to the Z.
It's Exhibit.
Yeah.
And he's in the game earlier on, but he's sort of like the corrupt lead security guard.
Yeah.
Or at least the one that you have to deal
with. Yeah, he's the head CEO, yeah.
Yeah. And you run into him, and you have to kill him. You aren't successful at killing him. You get Johns actually breaks it up before you're actually able to kill him.
And Johns is going to take you and sell you to another prison.
Right. He's going to take the money and run. And then instead of that, he gets caught and you wind up in front of the warden.
Yeah, yeah. And that's where we kind of left off.
The warden, by the way, what would you say the warden looks like? I mean, I want to like...
I don't know. He kind of looks like a fucking Final Fantasy villain.
He looks like Liberace wearing a marching band outfit. A little bit.
Liberace do that?
Pretty much. I'm painting that picture of that Liberace. He's a little bit flamboyant. He's very much he's a very prototypical
villain. I have a picture in my head of like a Japanese RPG villain that looks this way, and I can't remember exactly which one it is.
I mean, I know exactly what you're talking about. Maybe Skies of Arcadia or something like that. Like there's definitely been villains who have looked like this. Or like, not the main boss, but, like, the sub-boss.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
And then, so mechanically, the game itself is pretty competent. The shooting feels good enough. It's not the most polished shooter I've ever played, but, like, it's dated, so it makes sense.
The shooting's really not the main focus, right?
No, not at all. You know, the movement and the stealth and all that are pretty good.
And you can carry like fucking all the weapons ever.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like modern shooters.
You actually get a combat wheel.
Yeah, it's not like modern shooters where you carry like two things.
Oh, like Duke.
Wait. Oh, yeah. That was weird.
Yeah.
That they did that. Like,
Did you know? Oh God, we're dipping back into the Duke well. In Duke Nukem Forever, there was an option in the options menu to actually make it so that you can carry more weapons.
Oh, I didn't see that.
And it would come up as a tooltip between the loading screens, which infuriated me.
That wasn't. I don't think that was in the Xbox version.
Maybe not, but it was in the PC version.
It might have been, but I didn't see it, so it doesn't exist.
No, it doesn't exist.
Anyway,
so that's as far as we've got with Butcher Bay so far. I'm actually really liking it. The level of difficulty and the level of time spent on this chapter, on these chapters, was not so dull. Like, I actually didn't, like, I didn't have to wait till, like, last night to beat it all. Like, I got it done in a good amount of time.
Yeah, I was done early in the weekend. I looked at how long to beat, and it's saying, like, 9 to 10 hours for this whole game.
Yeah, and I would say I put in about 3 hours.
I'm expecting the next stretch to be much longer. I looked at a couple of, what do you call those, walkthroughs to get a idea for, like, how long it is. And I guess there's three main sections, like three different prison-ish things.
So
like,
they're going to put a prison in the prison in the prison?
Single max, double max, and I think super max or some shit like that. So,
well, there's a triple max. That was what Crematoria was.
Yes. Oh, man. I love that fucking guy that plays one of the... Was either the guard or the warden on Crematoria. That like, slightly Russian guy that in a lot of stuff, like...
I thought you were going to say the bounty hunter.
He played like this fucking homeless guy in Wilfred. Oh, he's so funny. And then he was, did you see those commercials he did for Call of Duty? They're really good.
Oh yeah, that is that guy.
Yeah.
I do remember
he's
that.
He's good. I like
he's
him.
He's good.
Anyway, so for next week we'll finish that second part.
Yeah, and we'll report back here next week. So we'll be right back with the outro.
Too fast, drop. Too furious. I'm too fast for y'all, man. Drop. Too fast, drop. Too furious. Oh, I'm too fast for y'all. Oh, you just came home from doing a bid. Tell me what you gon' do. Act a fool. Somebody broke in and cleaned out your crib. Boy, what you gon' do? Act a fool. Just bought a new pair and they scuffed your shoes. Tell me what you gon' do. Act a fool. Now them cops trying to throw you in them county blues. Boy, what you gon' do? Act a fool. Talking about gats, traps, cops and robbers. It's 911, please call the doctor. Evacuate the building and trick the pigs. Since everybody want a piece, we gon' split your wig. See some fools slipped up and overstepped their boundaries. You bout to catch a cold, stay the fuck from around me. Your peeps talking about what kind of shit's he on. You'll disappear like poof. Bitch, be gone. You think 12 gon' catch me? Give me a break. I'm supercharged with a hideaway license plate. It seems they wanna fingerprint me.
And we're back with the outro.
Just for the record, I wanna retcon something I said. Chronicles of Riddick is definitely not 20 minutes too long. In fact, I watched the extended cut. I like that fucking movie. There's more stuff. I want more.
Well, you're gonna get more pretty soon.
Yeah.
So, John, it's the end of the show. Do we have any community stuff?
I think we sure do. We have a couple comments. I put out a call for Vin Diesel related thoughts. Diana Rogers, a woman.
Thank you.
Says, knock around, guys. What's up with that? Knock around, guys was a movie in which Vin Diesel was him and three other sons of mobsters or whatever, like, land in this shitty town in Utah, and hilarity ensues. He's supposed to play a Jewish guy in that one, and has a huge Star of David tattooed on him, like on his fucking gun, on his bicep. Oh, it's so badass. Like, I think at some point somebody in the movie was like, says something anti-Semitic, and he like just cheese off on them.
John, I gotta ask you this.
Seth Green is in it.
Oh. What is your worst Vin Diesel thing?
Pacifier.
Is it the Pacifier? Pacifier. I was going to say it must be, right?
Pacifier is fucking near unwatchable.
Okay.
It's direct. It's tripe.
Isn't there a duck in that movie at
some
point?
So originally that movie was
all I remember from the trailer.
So originally that movie was supposed to be a vehicle for Jackie Chan. And it was going to be really funny because the Chinese guy wants to eat the duck. Because isn't that funny? Because Chinese people eat duck.
So
like,
French
yo, motherfucker,
people?
I eat duck.
Duck's delicious.
Yeah, it's fucking...
If properly prepared, duck is fantastic.
Fuck yeah, give me a duck pad thai right now. Mmm! Eat that shit!
Anyway, so...
Yeah, Knock Around Guys isn't great. But I would watch... I mean, it's fine. Eddie says, Iron Giant up in here!
Yeah. Ed is still convinced that Iron Giant is the best Vin Diesel vehicle.
It's not a Vin Diesel movie. It's a fantastic movie. He's got about like 10 words in it.
Yeah.
Which to some people be like, oh, that's the point. I'm being so clever.
But it was it was good casting because Vin does have that sort of mechanical sounding voice.
I actually think he's a fine actor. Who else we got in that? We got Jenny Aniston. We got Shooter McGavin's in that. And Harry Connick Jr., I'm going to say, is the guy?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. That's a fucking very watchable movie.
No, it's a fantastic movie.
Oh, God. Cry.
Yeah, no, that's a tough one to watch, actually.
Yeah.
If I had kids, I would want them to watch that movie, and then I would want their mother to be there and not me when the ending came around.
I mean, it turns out all right, doesn't it?
Yeah. No, he dies.
No, but he doesn't die.
Well, they think he's dead.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
Whatever.
Spoiler warning for this fucking 15-year-old movie.
Yeah.
Maybe older. I forget.
So thanks for the comments, guys. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
If you would like to leave us a comment, have us read your letter or your rant, your diatribe, whatever have you on the air.
Repetitive tripe or dreck.
Yes, ostensibly we will read it on the air.
I don't think you know what that word means.
But you can reach us at letters@fantasticneighborhood.com. You can also call us on the hotline at 720-HOODIE-6.
That's 720
Vin Diesel.
Hoodie-6. You can also just do what everybody else does and comment on the Facebook post that goes up around the time we record the show.
Which is facebook.com/fantasticneighborhood.
You can also follow the show on Twitter, @fantastichood. You can follow each of us. Fred is @protoaddict.
John is @heyjohnanderson. And that's John with no H.
God, we're... let's just not do
we
that.
We know anymore. Each other.
Yeah. You can find us on Tumblr, fantasticneighborhood.tumblr.com. Don't forget to check out callofdoggies.com.
We have a very strong social media presence.
Yeah. Call of Doggies is also available at callofdutydogdies.tumblr.com. I'm oregonjohn.tumblr.com. Fred is...
not posting there, so don't worry about
Fred
it.
Fred Protoaddict.
I'm callofdoggies.com on Tumblr.
Call of Doggies. Shout out to a couple friends. I was on Cross Border Gaming's Random Show of Randomness this week. They recorded that. It's going in the can. I think it'll be up next week or the week after when they take a week off.
And big ups to CBG giving us a shout out on their show. So I am reciprocating.
Yeah, I was on there with there's a guy from that I met at PAX that I was really drunk, but this dude Alex who runs a site called Irrational Passions, and they do a podcast. Sometimes they have a few too many people on there, and it gets a little crazy. But he was on the show there with me, so I started listing off all my Tumblrs, and then I instantly registered irrationalpassions.tumblr.com. So, but since I've given it up, he can have it. There you go. But you know, check out their site. They do some decent write ups.
And keep a listen because in the near future we're going to be doing a meetup, a joint podcast.
No, we're going to be doing like a live stream with our friends over at Perpetual Geek Machine for the first day of E3.
So
June 10th, there'll be more details to follow.
God, we're going to have to meet up on June 10th, do that, and then meet up the next day and record a show.
No, we're just going to record our show that day. We'll bring the gear.
All right, let's do it.
I'm not fucking, no. I learned the hard way seeing you two times in 1 week is it's 1.5 times too many.
So, John, you wanna say goodbye to everyone? Close out the show somehow? I mean, I don't know how we normally do it, but like,
I'm not gonna cut you off because I think that's run its course.
Well, I'm glad you're not gonna cut me off because I think that's very grown.
Are you done? Because I'm not gonna cut you off.
Yes.
To live. party till I'm dead. What the hell is a life worth living if it's not on the edge? Trying to keep my balance, I'm twisted, so just in case I fall. Written on my tombstone should say women, weed, and alcohol.
Got some red and gold, but the world is moving slow. I was born for the fast life. I go for broke, a lesson I can't afford. But for what it's worth, I'm ready to pay it for the rest of my life. For the rest of my
moment, freeze the hands of time, cause I feel inner peace when I'm out of my mind. And you can call me crazy, but I like to roll the dice, so I'm willing to bet that I'ma be crazy for the rest of my life.
Can you do me a favor and just sit slightly closer to the fucking microphone?
Okay.
You could just scoot it towards you.
I'm going to have to now. You've embarrassed me on air, John. How can I ever repair this damage?
No, I'm
going to
edit this out.
It's going to fall off that way.
No, it's not. It's going to be fine. This is all gone. Anyway, yeah, so that was just the way to see it. And if you want to avoid a quick spoiler of, we'll just say the chronology of the Fast and Furious movies, I'm going to go ahead and say skip forward 30